And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
All right, everyone, please put your goggles on for this experiment. Alicia, you need your goggles.
Oh, yes, sir. I hate wearing goggles. They make red marks on my forehead.
Oh, I know. I get those, too. Gotta go around with those red marks all day.
Okay, it says here we're supposed to add chemical B slowly. You pour it. It might stain my outfit.
Oh, okay. That's a really nice blouse. I wouldn't want you to ruin it. I'll do it.
Psst.
Hey, Alicia. Alicia.
What do you want, Paige? Can't you see I'm busy?
What are you wearing for the costume party this weekend?
Oh, I'm running this silly bear costume from the store. I didn't have time to make my own this year.
I'm recycling my sister's old cheerleader dress. Embarrassing, I know, but I didn't feel like spending any money.
That's why I went with the bear. Cheap.
Oh, I'm gonna go as a princess. The costume was my mother's homecoming dress. It's pink. I look like cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Did you stir that?
Oh, no, sorry.
Now, once you've mixed the chemicals and stirred them, add the hydrochloric acid very carefully.
I'll do it.
Wait! Use the dropper! Not the whole bottle!
Oh, sorry!
Oh, that stinks! Mr. Leonard?
Yes, Alicia?
Heather just poured the entire bottle of acid into our beaker.
The whole thing?
Yes!
I'm sorry!
Oh, the smell is making me sick. I'm getting out of here.
Class, attention class, please. I need everyone to file out of the room, quickly. We have a dangerous gas problem over here. Now, don't panic, one at a time. It's nothing that will kill you. Oh, you may experience dizziness, nausea, and drowsiness. I think I need to leave the room. Oh.
I knew not to put that much acid in there.
Well, then why did you do it?
I don't know, Mr. Whitaker. I just get so nervous around Alicia.
Alicia?
My lab partner.
Oh.
She's the most popular girl in school.
One of the great mysteries of our time.
Julie?
It is. I don't know what everyone sees in her.
You're just jealous. Anyway, the newspaper staff did a class poll a few weeks ago. Alicia won the awards for prettiest, most intelligent, most athletic, and most likely to ride on a parade float.
Well, that sounds impressive.
She's definitely the person to be friends with.
I don't understand why everyone makes such a big deal about her.
You mean besides the fact that she's perfect?
A perfect nuisance, you mean?
Well, I guess you know more about being a nuisance than anyone, wouldn't you?
What do you mean by that?
Fred.
We're talking about Alicia right now.
Fred? Fred who?
Fred Wright.
Oh, I don't think I've met him.
Roly-poly Fred Wright? He's 4'11", and he has to be at least 200 pounds.
Oh.
He was voted most likely to be a parade float. Well, Julie thinks he's cute, don't you, Julie?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Cute is not the word to describe him.
Well, maybe not to you, Heather, but obviously Julie doesn't agree.
Yeah, beauty is in the eye of the, beekeeper.
A beholder.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying about Alicia. It doesn't matter whose eye is beholding her. She's gorgeous. That's why everyone wants to be her friend. Everyone thinks that maybe some of her beauty will rub off.
Oh, really? And that's why you get so nervous around her? Because you want to be her friend?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I try really hard to do things right, to get her to like me, but I wind up messing it all up.
See? Isn't that silly, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's silly. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be someone's friend. But when you have to work so hard to get things right just to get noticed, well, I'm not so sure about that.
But I have no choice. She's a supermodel and I'm a super klutz. We've got nothing in common.
Well, then why do you want to be her friend?
So I could be more like her.
What's his name again? Ray?
I think it's Jay.
Whatever. He's a loser. Doesn't deserve a name.
Come on in.
In love with Patty. Well, Patty couldn't care less.
Hi, Julie.
What are you watching?
I'm studying Alicia.
You filmed her?
No. You know how Eric is making a video to show on the last day of school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he let me look at this tape of Alicia. You know how Eric's in love with her.
Yeah, right.
Wait a sec, I need to write this down.
You're taking notes?
She's very complex. Have you ever noticed how she wiggles her nose just a little, right before she laughs?
I've never seen her laugh, except at someone. So, are we going to the mall or not?
Well, yeah, why?
You're going to wear that towel on your head?
Oh, I have to finish drying my hair. I nearly forgot.
Oh, Heather, you didn't.
What?
What did you do to your hair?
You like it?
It's Alicia style. You got an Alicia do.
I think it looks pretty good.
I liked it better the way you had it.
I got some new clothes, too. Right over there. Look at the way she smiles in this video. Can you have dimples surgically implanted?
These clothes aren't your style. They're too trendy.
Yeah, they're very Alicia-esque.
So what are you going to do? Try to be exactly like her?
Well, not exactly, just more like her. And I think I can pull it off. You know what it is? I think it's her confidence. She has a lot of confidence in herself. I bet that's what makes her popular.
Confidence?
Sure, self-confidence is cool. I mean, look at this part of the tape here. Look at her walking down the hall. She doesn't look anyone in the face. It's like she says, hey, I've got other people to talk to. I don't need to look at you just so I can feel like I've got friends.
She ignores people.
And listen to the way she talks. When she talks about other people, she seems really bored, as if to say, I don't need to gossip about others in order to feel good about myself, but I thought this news might interest you.
That's gossip.
And there's some words that she pronounces in a very interesting way, like words that end in A-K-E. She pronounces it like ek. So instead of bake, she says bek, and cake, she says kek.
As if to say, I never passed third grade phonics.
No! It says, I don't have to follow standard rules of pronunciation. I'm my own person.
Nice thought. Why don't you try it?
Because being me doesn't make me the kinds of friends that I want.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, you know what I mean. I want to be somebody better.
You think studying this tape is going to make you somebody better?
You'll see, Julie. Just give me a few days. When we go to the costume party this weekend, everyone will be hanging around me.
With all that's happening in the world, you may be looking for ways to both entertain and encourage your family. We'd like to help you do just that by giving you a 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, where you can find our catalog of nearly 900 Adventures in Odyssey programs. These exciting episodes are a great way to keep your family connected to God's truth as you navigate through significant and unexpected changes to your normal day-to-day lives. So go to AIOclub.org and get started on your 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Alicia.
Hey.
Can I sit here?
Sure. I was just leaving anyway.
Oh.
Did you do something to your hair?
Oh, yeah. Just got it cut. You know.
It looks awful.
You're kidding, really? I mean, yeah, I know. I'm thinking of suing the hairdresser for malpractice.
Well, I'll see you in chemistry class.
Oh, hey, I saw you up at the LEC the other day.
The what?
The LEC.
The LEC?
You know, trickle LEC.
Are you making a joke?
No, I'm just making conversation.
Well, take your conversation somewhere else. I'm not in the mood.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi, Mark.
Are you okay?
No, Esther's annoying me.
Heather.
And I think I'm coming down with something. It's probably because of those fumes you set off in chemistry class the other day.
Sorry.
Yeah, I heard a couple people stayed home because of it. In fact, that gave me an idea for the costume party on Friday.
Really?
Is someone talking to you, Esther? Don't think so.
You know, you may have a jump on the voting for next year's Biggest Loser Award.
She's too much of a loser to win an award. Come on, Alicia. I want to talk to you about my idea.
That's funny. Imagine being such a loser you can't win the Biggest Loser Award.
Yeah, it is pretty funny, isn't it?
Don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, loser. That's me.
Hi, Heather. Well, well, look at you.
You don't have to say anything. I'm meeting Julie here for the costume party at school.
I figured as much. Well, you make a very lovely princess.
I'm pink, Mr. Whitaker. I look like a big bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Julie. Well, that's a particularly nice banana costume.
I'm not a banana, Mr. Whitaker. I'm the sun. But the costume keeps collapsing.
I'm sorry. Well, I hope you two enjoy yourselves.
Thanks. See you, Mr. Whitaker.
Are you ready, Heather? We're going to be late.
As ready as I'll ever be.
You don't want to go?
I'm just bracing myself for whatever Alicia's going to say about my costume. If she says anything at all.
You don't have to worry about that. I don't think she'll be there.
What? Why not?
I saw her come out of the nurse's office with her mother at the end of school. She didn't look too well. The nurse told her to go home and get a lot of rest for a couple of days.
You're kidding. But then what'll happen at the party?
Amazingly, we'll all just have to manage to have fun without Alicia. Unless you want to step in. That was your plan, right? To have everyone hanging around you?
As if. Wait a minute.
What?
I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Alicia said she was renting a bear costume from the store. I think I saw it in the window the other day.
So?
I can wear it now. I can be Alicia.
What?
The mask will cover my face.
You're going to pretend you're going to be Alicia? That's crazy.
Well, why? I've studied her. I know how she talks. I know how she walks. This is great, Julie. For just one night, I can see what it's like to be Alicia.
I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, and I'm excited to launch season 3 of the official Average Boy podcast. You'll giggle, guffaw, and grow closer to God as comedian Bob Smiley spins his crazy Average Boy adventures. Find out more at averageboy.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
This party is boring without Alicia. I think I'll go home.
Yeah, me too.
Wait a minute, is that Alicia? She said she was coming as a bear. Alicia?
Hi, Paige. How's the party going?
What are you doing here? I thought you were sick.
I'm feeling better. Thought I'd check out the party.
Are you okay? You sound weird.
Well, I've got this bear's head on, and I had to take up some medicine. It's affecting my voice.
Must be. Anyway, Mark's somewhere around here. He's been looking for you.
Mark's been looking for me? Oh, right. Of course he's been looking for me.
Are you sure you're all right? You don't seem like yourself somehow.
Do you want to keep asking me stupid questions, or would you rather go stand with someone else?
You're Alicia. Oh, there's Mark. Hey, Mark. Alicia's here.
Hey, Alicia. I didn't think you were going to make it.
Quick recovery.
I'll say. Hey, I'm going to set off the stuff about 8 o'clock, so make sure you're outside by then.
Stuff?
Yeah. I'm glad to see you tonight. You want some punch?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back.
You know, if there was one guy in the whole school who could be your boyfriend, Mark is the only one. Do you like him?
Who wouldn't? I mean, he's all right for a handsome, muscular, all-American type.
Okay, here's your punch.
Thanks.
Thanks? Since when did thanks enter your vocabulary?
You didn't let me finish. I was gonna say thanks for nothing.
Oh, look at that. Tim is dressed as the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Tim Albertan? Oh, yeah, he's nice.
What?
I mean, he's nice in that way that losers can be nice, because they can't afford to be anything else.
It's an embarrassing costume. He doesn't even have a face mask for it.
I've got an idea. Let's give him your bear's head. That'll be weird.
No, you can't. I mean, keep your hands off of my person.
Come on. A face like yours shouldn't be covered up.
Just leave it alone. I've probably got hat hair or bear head hair. It'd be a mess. You know I don't like being seen in any condition but perfect.
All right. Calm down. I didn't know you 7th graders could be so vain.
And I didn't know you 9th graders could be so pushy.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, Alicia.
What?
I have to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. What was your name again?
Julie. I just have to talk to you for a second.
Don't be a pest. I'm talking to my friends right now.
What?
You heard her, Jamie.
Julie.
Get lost.
But
she doesn't want to talk to you now. Get lost.
Wait a minute, Mark. I'll talk to her. It'll be my good deed for the week.
Your good deed? Don't do me any favors.
No, really. I could spare a minute or two. Excuse me. This girl wants to talk to me for some reason. Probably needs my advice on that awful banana costume she's wearing.
Congratulations, you're really obnoxious tonight, just like Alicia.
Yeah, isn't it great? Now, what do you want? Why are you talking to me?
Why am I talking to you? Because I'm standing by myself over in the corner.
Well, why don't you go talk to Fred?
Because he's dressed as a pimple. Everybody's trying to squeeze him. Besides, I came here with you. You're supposed to be my friend.
I'm supposed to be Alicia, and Alicia would never talk to somebody like you.
Thanks a lot.
They're staring at us. I have to go.
But Heather, I...
Just stay away from me tonight, Julie.
Fine. You want me to stay away? I'll stay away, and not just tonight either.
So, I told the lady that I wanted the shoes in a size 8, but she came out with all of these 8.5s. So I told her, I don't care what's on sale. I want what I want.
So what did she say to that?
She apologized, of course, and went back to get a whole new set of shoes. And guess what?
Wrong size again?
You got it. She brought out 9s.
You have to be joking.
Anyway, I'm running out of time at this point, so
Hold on! Say that again?
What?
We're having trouble hearing you back here. Did you say she brought the wrong color?
Yes, wrong color.
Thanks. Go ahead. Just talk louder, please.
Okay, so I'm already late for piano lessons, and can everybody hear me now?
Yeah!
What a great party. Well, if you'll excuse me, I want to go hang out with another crowd now.
Aww.
Hey, don't go too far, Alicia. You don't want to miss the excitement.
Excitement?
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so?
You know. Paige, reminder, will ya? I gotta go.
What is he doing, Paige?
Mark was inspired by the accident you and what's-her-name had in chemistry the other day.
You mean Esther? Heather? She's a pretty cool girl, don't you think?
Are you kidding? You said yesterday that she was a squid-shaped moron.
She did? I mean, I did. I was joking, of course.
Anyway, Mark swiped some chemicals from the school lab, and he's gonna stink bomb the party.
What? But those fumes are supposed to be dangerous. Why would he do that?
It's just a prank, don't worry.
But everyone might get sick or hurt. He can't do it.
I don't believe I'm hearing you right. Why do you care?
I care because it's... Well, it's a dangerous prank. We have to stop him.
Wait! Alicia, are you serious? What's gotten into her?
Mark, wait! Don't do it!
What are you doing here, Alicia?
You shouldn't do this.
Why not? Did a teacher see me?
No, you shouldn't do it because... Because you shouldn't do it.
Not following.
It's dangerous. People can get sick. Alicia, Mr. I almost missed the party because of that stuff.
It's not like it's gonna kill anyone. And it'll definitely liven up the party.
No, it's wrong and it's a bad thing to do.
What's going on?
Help me, Paige. Tell him how sick everyone got in chemistry class.
What?
Look, what's with you, Alicia? I've never seen you act like this. You're getting on my nerves. Now get out of here so you don't breathe any of this stuff in.
I'm not gonna let you do this.
Yeah? And what are you gonna do about it?
If you don't stop right now, I'm gonna tell one of the teachers.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. You're gonna snitch on me?
People can get hurt by this prank, and I can't let that happen, so throw it out.
But you loved this idea the other day.
Well, I changed my mind. So just forget it. Pour the chemicals out.
I can't believe you're acting like this.
Yeah. I don't get you at all, Alicia. You know, most of the time you're a real pain in the neck, and I wonder why I like you. But tonight, I decided that I don't have to like you. Are you going to be a goody two-shoes from now on?
No, just tonight.
Oh, hello there, Heather. Oh, you changed costumes, huh?
More than just costumes.
Oh? Where's Julie?
I don't know, but I don't think you'll be seeing us together anymore. She hates me. I know it, and I don't blame her.
Must have been quite a costume party.
Mr. Whittaker, have you ever wished that you could be somebody else?
Well, to be honest, no.
Well, I did, and I even got to be that other person for a while. But
what?
It was all wrong. I was trying so hard to impress people I don't even like very much. And I ignored the one person I do care about, just to be Alicia for one night.
Well, Heather, let me ask you this. What is it about Alicia that you like so much?
What's there not to like? She's incredible, she's smart, she's...
No, I mean, as a friend, what makes you want to be her friend? Is she nice?
Not to me.
Is she easy to talk to?
Not really.
Does she have a good sense of humor?
In a cruel, sarcastic way.
And you said the other day that you don't have anything in common with her.
Not a thing.
Then why is it so important to you that you be friends?
I guess, well, because she's popular and everybody listens to what she says and, well, she has a lot of friends.
Huh. Well, do you think she has real friends or just a lot of people who just hang around with her?
I don't know.
Well, who does she talk to confide in? When she feels bad, who can she tell?
Oh, I don't think she has any friends like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that'd be terribly lonely if it's true. Imagine not having just one good friend among all those people who just hang around her.
You mean one good friend like Julie?
Uh-huh. You know, I think if you have 5 or 6 good friends in a lifetime, you're very blessed.
I did have one, Mr. Whittaker. Probably not anymore.
Well, there's one important thing about good friends, Heather. They do forgive.
Heather.
Hi.
Are you alone? Where's your crowd of friends?
Being friends with somebody else, I guess.
Sorry to hear that.
In fact, I don't seem to have any friends now. I lost them all in one night. They're all mad at me, my fake ones and my real one.
Quite an accomplishment.
I don't really care about the fake ones, but the real one, I want to say I'm sorry to. I'm not sure how, though. I don't know how to make her understand that I know I've been an idiot, and I'm really, really sorry. How could I do that?
Well, you could start by going to her house and telling her that.
Okay, then what?
And then ask her if she just happened to be making some ice cream. And if she'll let you have a bowl.
Okay. May I have a bowl of ice cream, please?
Sure. Just leave the bear costume outside. It didn't fit you very well anyway.
No. All in all, it was a very uncomfortable fit.
Did you get the beakers?
No. Mr. Leonard's passing them out.
Oh, okay. Esther?
Heather.
Whatever. Is there something wrong with my hair? My face?
No, why?
People keep looking at me in very strange ways today.
Alicia! Hey, Alicia!
Oh, hi, Paige.
Don't hi, Paige me as if nothing happened.
What?
The whole school's talking about it.
Alicia, my hero!
Hi. What?
I heard about what you did at the party on Friday night. Stood up to Mark and everything. I didn't know you had that in you.
Me neither. If I didn't see it for myself, I never would have believed it.
Oh, well, that's me, Little Miss Unpredictable.
You can say that again.
All right, class, let's prepare for today's experiment.
Save me a place at lunch, and I'll tell you what happened after you left the party.
Okay. I've got to find out what kind of medication the doctor put me on.
Is something wrong?
Did you go to the costume party?
Uh-huh.
Was I there? I mean, did you see me?
Well, I know a bear showed up that everyone thought was you.
Really? But it wasn't me.
I know.
Then who was it?
I'll tell you, but do you think I could hold the acid for a minute?
It's not unusual for us to admire people we see at school, or read about in books, or see on TV and in the movies. But when we find ourselves admiring others, it's important to stop and ask why. Why do we admire them? The answer to that question is very important, because we may find out that we're admiring the wrong things, just like Heather did with Alicia in today's episode. And the danger is that we might just become the wrong things we admire. The Bible says a lot about how easily we can be influenced by the wrong people, and tells us to work hard at being influenced by the right people. The Apostle Paul wrote for us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds in Jesus Christ. In other words, we should strive to be more like Jesus himself. What does it mean to be like Jesus, though? Now is a good time to stop and think about it. If you're listening to this with your family, why don't you take a minute to talk about it? Then pray for God to help you understand how to be more like Jesus in your heart and life. You know, I'd love to hear from you about people you admire or what you think it means to be like Jesus. Do you remember our address? It's Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called More Like Alicia. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. More Like Alicia was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.